Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon-coming King. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. Father, we tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey. And for this, we give you glory. Now, God, we ask that you touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. Father, that you will move for them in a special way. And we'll give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we tell you thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Go with me today into the book of Isaiah. We will be talking from Isaiah, the 40th chapter, 28 through 31 verse. 40th chapter, 28 through the 31st verse. The topic I want to leave with you today is they that wait. They that wait. I know a lot of times you've been going through a lot of things, and we all go through many things in the run of a day, in the run of a week, in the run of a month. And sometimes we get weary along the way. But I just want to encourage you on this morning just to let you know that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So follow me, Isaiah 40th. We will start at the 28th verse to the 31st. And it reads, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." They that wait. When we think of the word wait, we know that that word in the content that is being used then means to hope with expectation. Hope with expectation. And if I read this in the NIV version, it will say, "He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." Isaiah, the 40th chapter, Isaiah, it is a beginning of a new section in the book of Isaiah. It is the first chapter which looks beyond the captivity of Israel and on to the brightness of the future God has in store. Isaiah is a miniature Bible. It has 66 chapters. There are two divisions, 39 old and 27 new. The first section deals with sin and judgment. The second portion presents forgiveness and restoration. This chapter, it is loved because it strikes a familiar chord with so many weary pilgrims who travel this appointed way. So we're talking about they that wait. Giving you a little bit of history on Isaiah and this particular chapter. At times, all of us have been weary. Our experiences can be exhausting, over the duration of time, we can become discouraged. Just remember, this is one of the tricks of the enemy. If discouragement goes unchecked, it can lead to defeat. So, for centuries, battle-tired soldiers and travel-weary pilgrims have been drawn to this passage that was written 700 years before Jesus came to the earth, and have received comfort from it. So when we think of the word wait, what does it mean to wait? The waiting spoken of here requires faith, trust, patience, and hope. That's what the word wait means. The word wait in this instance has to do with faith, not service, not the type of wait that you're waiting on someone, but it has to do with your faith. It bears the concept of trust, hope, and longing. It is to wait with great expectations. I would say this, that it is, this word wait means to expect the unexpected. This hope is brought to those who wait in patience. Because if you're waiting on God, you're expecting the unexpected, it's going to give you some patience. This hope, it will give you patience. It will give you hope. This hope is represented by patiently waiting. This is not a passive wait. It's not a do-nothing wait, but it is a wait expecting God to move. They that wait. These people wait for the Lord to fulfill his promise. To wait on the Lord is to fully believe in his promises of deliverance. Those who wait on the Lord trust in his power to perform all he has said he would do. So they long for, they look forward to the hope, the completion of his covenant. To wait on the Lord is to expect good things from the hand of the Lord. To wait on the Lord means to trust him. It is to actively engage your faith. It is to meet God midway, expecting him to renew your strength. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Now, what does it mean to renew? At the risk of stating the obvious here, let me just back up for a moment and assert that for there to be a renewal, there first must be a need for a renewal. So to renew your strength, it suggests those who will delight themselves in the promise of God, they exalt themselves, and when they get exalted, then they get weary by the wayside. Here comes the renewal, the strength that God will renew you, that he will refill you. It's just like you got an automobile that has gas in it, and the gas tank begin to get low. You have to go back to the gas station, and you have to put more gas in the tank. That's the way it is with renewing your strength. This is what God will do. He will renew your strength. Even young men, athletes, soldiers grow weary and become fatigued. There is a limit to all human endurance. We all get to the end of our rope because there is a limit to all human endurance. Exhaustion causes people to stumble. In weariness, they fail. In weariness, they fall. The strongest can only go but so far. So the result we have left is this. Even though this may happen, youth may get weary and fall. It is different for those who wait on the Lord. The Lord is not promising an extension of our own natural strength because the strength is supernaturally supplied. What may happen to strong young men does not happen to those who wait upon the Lord. Rather, they are They see their strength being renewed. Our batteries are recharged. Our tanks are refueled. So this is what happens when energy is gone. We are renewed by the supernatural powers of God. So what does it mean to mount up? We talked about weight. We talked about renewal. Now we're going to talk about to mount up means to rise, to mount up. He said that they shall mount up with wings as eagles. And they, in the wording in the New Testament, or the NIV version is, they will soar on wings like eagles. Now, this is a fugitive speaking, but it gives you a picture in your mind of what happens, how eagles soar. So to soar on wings like eagles is to rise effortlessly. You don't have to put any effort there, because if you notice, eagles, they go with the wind. The wind gets under their wings and they rise. You've never seen a picture of an eagle or eagle flapping its wings to stay in the air. Listen, look at that picture. The wind beneath the wings of the eagle keeps it going up, 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 up. And that eagle has nothing to do but just relax. So this is what God wants us to understand today, is they that wait on the Lord, even though you get weary in your body, even though you feel like you're at the end of your rope, do like the eagle do. He wants you to mount up on wings of an eagle. You mount up in your spirit being. Don't be fretful. Don't be nervous. Don't be agitated. But allow God to take you up above the problems that you're going through while you're waiting. One thing about an eagle, eagles don't flap their wings when rising, or eagles don't make noise when they are rising. They just soar. So they soar because it's a natural ability. So God will supernaturally get under our wings. The renewal strength of God will give us an energy that may seem as if it's boundless. It would give us an energy that we would run and not grow weary. It would give us an energy that we would be able to walk and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord, the energy that God will revive us, it will keep us from stumbling and falling. Now they that wait upon him will be able to walk and run without being tired. Distance or duration is not a problem. Like the Energized Bunny, you know, that little commercial, that Energized Bunny can go on and on and on and take a licking, and the Timex watch can take a licking and keep on ticking. Well, I'd say to you today, regardless of what you're going through, if you wait on the Lord, you would be like the Energized Bunny. You would be able to go on and on and on and on. When you feel that you just can't go any further, they that wait upon the Lord will be able to renew their strength, because if they wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is what Isaiah was saying. This is a hope that God has given unto us. He's saying to you, my daughter, my son, if you going through whatever you're going through, if you wait on me, I'll give you the strength. If you wait on me, I'll bring you out with victory on every side. I bless God for this message on today. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you, why not write to us? Hope for Today, P.O. Box 18252, Savannah, Georgia, 31418. And until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.